You're listening to SBS News.
Day is out from South Australia's election, and both dancing and singing have returned with the lifting of density restrictions. But for hospitality business owners like Simone Douglas, a publican at the Duke of Brunswick Hotel in the city, it's too little, too late.
I've voted Liberal the last three elections. I certainly won't be voting Liberal this time around. I think it's just, I haven't seen from them the leadership that is going to lead the recovery of my industry that's been decimated. I think tourism's in the same boat.
After keeping South Australia relatively free from coronavirus and lockdowns, Premier Stephen Marshall is heading into the contest, lagging in the polls and facing a challenging path to re-election. Support for the Marshall government waned when the Omicron variant entered the state, a week after borders opened.
You've got business owners who are traditional Liberal voters who are looking at coming into winter without the cash flow reserves that they would normally have coming out of Christmas season. And, you know, they will fairly and squarely put the blame for that, you know, at the foot of the current government, because they're the ones who, whilst they might not have made decisions on restrictions, made decisions on what support packages were put in place and what support was provided for those businesses when they cut their throats.
It's just one of the challenges Stephen Marshall faces in Saturday's poll, watched closely by federal politicians on both sides as the final litmus test ahead of the federal election.
We have the highest full-time employment in the history of South Australia. The only risk to that is a change in government on Saturday.
The policy contrast couldn't be starker. We've got one team with a plan for more of the same in Stephen Marshall, and then you've got the Labor team with a plan to fix the ramping crisis.
Labor leader Peter Malinauskas is hoping for a swing of 2%. It would see Labor pick up four marginal seats, including King in the city's north, where SBS spoke directly to people in the electorate.
People maybe doesn't like Steve Marshall much these days about that hospital, that ambulance ramping or something.
I'm very happy with the Liberal Party, how they have handled the COVID crisis in South Australia. I'm very pleased with that. And also job opportunity has increased in the last few years in South Australia, including myself. I got a job.
Independents are pegged to play a key role in what's predicted to be a tight contest. Mitcham Council's Mayor, Heather Holmes-Ross, is entering the contest in what was a Liberal stronghold, the seat of weight in an affluent southern district.
I feel like the state's in a bit of a position at the moment. You know, we've got public transport that's not working. We've got a broken healthcare system. We've got issues with ramping. And all these things, I think, are the outcome of both the parties just not doing their job for so many years. And I think what we see is parties being disparaging about one another rather than really trying to work together and build something for our state.
The seat of weight is held by former Liberal Sam DeLook, whose drunken behaviour landed him in court last year. He was acquitted, but the magistrate described him as a drunken pest. Heather Holmes-Ross says many female voters feel let down.
It's really interesting. Some of the older women feel that his behaviour was appropriate. They are from an era where that type of behaviour was usual, but the younger women not so much, particularly young Liberal women, are saying to me, thank God you're standing. We need someone. We don't want to vote Labor, but we really need someone that we can vote for.
He is one of three Liberals to move to the crossbench this term, bringing the total of ex-Liberals now running as independents to four. One Nation and the National Party are also re-entering the state contest for the first time in more than a decade. Standing for a party with a net zero immigration policy is Punjab migrant Rajan Vaid.
I've never felt the One Nation is racist. Actually, they want the infrastructure of Australia to be increased before getting more people.
Both major parties say they're confident of an outright win, but if a handful of independents retain their seats, South Australians could face the prospect of a hung parliament. Peter Doherty, SBS News.